91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 9 degrees with light rain at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman. About 60 protesters rallied outside the Tri-Board Student Transportation offices in Napanee yesterday afternoon. They were there to protest against a board decision to ban Christmas decorations on area school buses. Reporter Ashley Gale was there as well.
Belting out Christmas carols, the protesters rally in front of the company's offices. Linda Pettigrew is one of the protesters.
My sign pretty well says it. Keep our Canadian tradition alive. I really feel that there's some other religious groups that are coming into Canada that are dictating how we can celebrate our Christmases.
Lanarkin Addington MPP Randy Hillier organized the protest. He proclaimed the Grinch was afoot.
This is this mid-level, bureaucratic, officious Grinch. He wants our kids to have a stale and sterile environment where there is no fun, where there is no enjoyment. And we've had enough of that.
Playing the role of the Grinch, according to Hillier, is Steve Wowick, the CEO of Tri-Board. Wowick says he believes the safety of children comes first.
We believe in the safety of students, and therefore we have always looked out for the safety of kids. And so we don't allow decorations on school buses.
Ashley Gale, 91X News, Napanee.
Another warning from the federal government to Canadians who are still in Syria. Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird says that they should get out while they still can. Baird says it's getting harder and harder for Canadian diplomats and consular officials to do their jobs under restrictions imposed by Syrian President Bashar Assad. He says Assad's regime has lost all legitimacy and its abhorrent behavior will not be tolerated. The UN raises death toll for the Syrian uprising substantially this week, saying more than 5,000 have died since March. A quick-thinking provincial police officer in Chatham, Kent, used his cruiser to pull over a runaway tire, preventing a possible crash. Police say that around 10 p.m. Wednesday, the officer saw a vehicle exiting Highway 401 onto Highway 40. Suddenly, the front left tire of the car came loose and continued to roll on the highway towards traffic. The officer forced the tire off the road with a police cruiser. No charges have been laid and no one was hurt. A 9-seater plane reportedly carrying Attawapiskat First Nation Chief Teresa Spence and some band counselors had to make an emergency stop landing in Carrollton, Ontario yesterday. The Thunder Airlines plane was carrying the leaders to Thunder Bay for a meeting today with Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan. Thunder Airlines President Bob Mackey says a pilot of the Beech 100 King Air plane notified Geraldton officials of the need to land after an abnormal indicator came on regarding one of the plane's two engines. Mackey says the engine didn't fail, but was instead shut down by the pilot as required when an indicator light comes on. The plane landed on one engine without incident, but neither Mackey nor provincial police would confirm the identity of the passengers. Mackey says a replacement aircraft picked up the passengers and took them to Thunder Bay later on Wednesday. 91X News reporter Steph Crozier flew to Cologne, Germany on a Canadian Forces C-17 Globemaster with a very new type of pilot.
Brussels, Canforth 4029 is in descent through flight level 2280.
That is the voice of Canada's first female pilot for the military's C-17 Globemaster. 25-year-old Captain Elizabeth Crozier is doing her first flight for money across the Atlantic Ocean to Cologne, Germany.
I'm excited to fly over the ocean and fly in Europe for the first time, but yet I'm nervous because there's a lot that needs to be done.
Crozier has little to be nervous about after 5 years of training. She's been dreaming about this moment since she was a little girl.
Oh, I just remember seeing people flying at air shows, so it was probably like 10 or 11. And I just thought it would be really cool.
Her dad, Major Brian Crozier, is a flight refueling specialist leader at 437 Squadron. He knows how much she's put into her career.
Well, I'm very excited and proud for her, ever. Well, she's worked very hard. She's always worked hard right through high school and grade school.
Elizabeth Crozier also has the full support of her squadron's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Jason Stark.
We're thrilled to have her. It has nothing to do with her being a woman or not. It just has to do with the fact that, you know, my experience with her working overseas is she's a dedicated and hardworking officer, and that's more important to me than her gender.
I was able to go on the flight to Germany with Captain Crozier, and as her younger sister, I am extremely proud of her. Steph Crozier, 91X News.
Thousands of students from grades 2 through 8 attended an anti-bullying rally in Toronto today. They packed the Ricoh Coliseum and pledged to make it better right now for those targeted by bullies. Officials say the event kicks off a wider effort to tackle a serious problem that affects up to 1 in 3 students. The provincial government has recently introduced legislation that would require that schools act to prevent bullying. The trial of a Montreal couple and their son accused of killing 4 female family members is taking a break until the new year. Another surviving son who testified in defense of the Shafia family finished his testimony in the Kingston court Wednesday. He then asked if he could have a hug from his parents, whom he hasn't seen since their arrest in 2009. The Crown Attorney said no, causing the mother to burst into tears in the prisoner's box. The 3 Shafias have pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. A 72-year-old man is in custody after police in Niagara Falls raided an alleged cocaine operation in a pizza outlet. Police say they raided Papa's Pizzeria on Lundy's Lane after an undercover officer purchased cocaine there 3 different times. Police say they found a small amount of cocaine on the accused at the store and just over $5,000 cash at his home. Vincenzo D'Amico faces several charges and is to appear at a bail hearing later today. That's 91X News at 12:05. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, 2 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. As long as sports have existed, there have been superstitions connected to the games people play. Matt Taylor checks out some of the strange things people believe influence the outcome of sporting events.
Most of the famous superstitions exist in the sport of baseball. Superstitions such as not stepping on the baselines, fidgeting with batting gloves while at bat, and wearing your hat upside down to spark a rally are all normal occurrences in the sport. However, that brings the question, are these superstitions normal? I spoke to local athletes and fans to find out. Belleville Bulls defenseman and Colorado Avalanche draft pick Steven Silas is no different when it comes to having superstitions.
I don't let anyone touch my sticks on game days.
He continued to say this about the rest of his team.
No, everyone's pretty normal, but can't think of any off the top of the head. But some game days, you kind of just let everyone do what they have to do to get ready for the game.
It seems that most athletes have more superstitions about before the game. Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball player Jenny Richards talked about her pregame superstitions.
Yeah, actually, I listen to a few songs on my iPod over and over and over again, mainly techno, to pump myself up.
After interviewing these athletes, I wanted to get a superstitious fan's opinion. Leah Neal, a self-proclaimed die-hard London Knights fan, had this to say about how she watches them on TV.
I do not take calls, and I know my dad always jokingly calls to see if I'm going to pick up, but he knows I don't, because it's my superstition. I don't pick up calls during the game.
What I found out is that no matter what the sport, the superstitions are there, and everybody has them. This is Matt Taylor for 91X Sports.
The Picton Pirates are in Empire B action this evening. Later tonight, the Pirates host the Port Hope Panthers. First place Picton will be looking to increase their 7-point lead for first place on Campbellford. Puck drop is at 7:30. Dave Boland is taking back the comments he made about Daniel and Henrik Sedin. During a radio show, Boland referred to the twins as Sedin sisters and said he wouldn't welcome them on Chicago. In an interview after the Blackhawks game last night, Boland told reporters he had the utmost respect for the organization and the Twins. Chris Paul has been traded 3 times this offseason, but he's only switched teams once. After 2 block trades to both Los Angeles teams, the NBA has finally given its blessing to a deal that will pair Paul with one of the league's bright young superstars. Paul will be playing alongside Blake Griffin when he joins the LA Clippers this season. Last year, Griffin averaged just over 22 points per game as a rookie, a number that will certainly increase when he is paired up with one of the league's elite passers. In return, the Hornets receive Eric Gordon, Al-Farouq Aminu, Chris Kamen, and a first-round pick. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x Weather.
91X weather, today rainy, ending late this afternoon, with then a mix of sun and cloud, wind southwest 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60 and a high of 10. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and overnight, wind west 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60 and a low of plus 3. Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing in the morning, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60 and becoming light early in the morning, wind becoming northwest 20 late in the evening, and a temperature steady near plus 2. At 12:08, it's 9 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norm with Sean Macy, and news is next at 1.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's. This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.